Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Formidable Johnny Talk. I'll be joined in a couple of minutes by my all-stars, Dominic Menez and Zach Attack Young. Lots of things to talk about in the world of sports. We'll have some fun tonight as well, of course. And I always like to bring in some fun, because without some fun, it'll just be a sports show. And a sports show gets awfully boring after a while. Anyway, speaking of boring, if you don't want to be boring, give us a call. 1-800-878-7529. It's always a blast when you give us a call on this show, because guess what? We have personalities, three distinctly different personalities. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. You can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. Jim Tomsula will be here tonight. He fired the embattled, the disgraced. Call him what you want. Talk with the ex-49er coach who will be here for a couple of minutes. We'll talk about the football games that went down today. It's wild card weekend, baby. And guess what? If you're a Houston Texan fan, things didn't go all that good. Straight up, not a good day for the boys from the Texas State, from the Lone Star State, when it comes to football. Because straight up, the Chiefs romped all over. And we'll hear from the great Alex Smith a little bit later in today's show. But straight up, lots of things to talk about. The NBA, combat sports, you name it. Nude badminton, yeah, we got that too. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, once again, at Taco Man Radio. Once again, you're tuned to Sports Overnight America. Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. We're live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS, or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's a wild card weekend and not a good weekend for the Houston Texans. I mean, straight up, Kansas City rolled into town. Of course, the visitor coming in and rolling with a 30-0. I mean, put it this way. 6 seconds in the game, a guy by the name of Niles Davis ran a ball back for 106 yards, and the game was essentially over at that point in time. So I was going to have a guy come in that was sitting on the bench, who was working the bench of the Kansas City Chiefs, but I figured a 30-0 win, what could he tell me other than the fact that they whooped some ass? Straight up, that was one NFC. That was one wild card game. The other wild card game, according to Dominic Jimenez, went down to the very last play or what?
Yeah, we were down to 35 seconds. The Steelers pulled off what was once a seemingly probable win that turned into an improbable win that turned back into a probable win. It was a crazy fourth quarter, and the Steelers ended up beating the Bengals 18-16 in Cincinnati.
And I mean, because when I turned off the TV with just like a minute left, I thought it was going to go the ice. Well, you know, this game's in the bag, and I guess the game is in the bag until the end. A late fumble, right?
What? Yeah, a late fumble. So the Steelers threw an interception. Landry Jones, Ben Roethlisberger's backup, was in the game. He threw an interception to Vontaze Burfict. They were at, I believe, the Steelers' 10-yard line, the Bengals, so everything looked fine. They just had to kill a little bit of clock, keep a field goal. They were in great shape. On the first play, they handed off to running back Jeremy Hill. What does he do? He puts it on the ground. Roethlisberger comes back into the game. They drive about 40 yards to the 50, and then with about 20 seconds left, the Bengals commit two personal foul penalties, giving the Steelers an extra 30 yards, setting up Chris Boswell's game-winning field goal.
Interesting, of course. Now, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati, and of course, KC, the winner. I think they won 11 straight. That's got to be the longest winning streak of the NFL, I think, going right now. Straight up, Brian Hoyer, not looking all that good today as a quarterback concern. They're talking about replacing him with Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. What do you think of that, Dominic?
It's funny because Brian Hoyer was actually with the Browns last year. So he was competing with Johnny Manziel last season to be the quarterback of the Browns. Brian Hoyer is not a very good starting quarterback. If you struggle to be the starting quarterback of the Browns, you're not really going to make it anywhere else. I saw a lot of great tweets on Twitter. One of them was, you can take Hoyer out of Cleveland, but you can't take the Cleveland out of Hoyer. That's how bad he was today. The Texans definitely need to address the quarterback position. It's been a mess for them since Matt Schaub left.
Three picks, no doubt about that. You know, the prevailing quarterback, of course, the number one draft pick a while back, and, of course, the 49ers took him. They gave up Aaron Rodgers and this and that. But he's come back, and he's come back strong. It's about talking about Alex Smith. This is what Alex had to say after the game.
Alex, in the second half, you guys really started to make it look easy. What kind of came together and started working in the second half?
I think a little bit, just kind of identifying how they were going to play us. A lot of unknowns. It's been a long time since last time we played them, and just trying to see how they were going to treat some of our formations and personnel. I think got some of that ironed out in the halftime and come out and made some adjustments.
What impact did that opening kickoff return, Bob? Did that have, just jump-starting everything?
You never expect to start a game like that, but that's what we feel like. We feel like we can play three phases of football, all three phases, and special teams coming out today and really giving us a kickstart.
Now, you're moving on, but it could be without Jeremy Maclin. Your thoughts on that?
We'll find out, I'm sure. But, obviously he's a huge player, tremendous player for us outside. Anytime a guy like that goes down, it's hard. It's hard. He's such a leader for us on and off the field. We'll see, though. Right now, obviously, don't know.
And that's 11 consecutive wins now after starting 1-5. What is going on with this team?
I think it's just kind of everything. It's hard to explain. A little bit, like I said, I think it comes down to three phases of football. We got high-character guys that they put in the time and sacrifice.
Alex Smith, 17 for 22, 190 yards. Brian Hoyer, three picks, 15 for 34. Didn't he fumble the ball too once, Dominic?
Yeah, Brian Hoyer, four picks and
five turnovers. Oh, man, not a day he's going to want to remember. Okay, now we've got these two teams prevailing. Where are they going, and what does this have to do with tomorrow's games, Dominic?
So tomorrow's games are NFC. Today we're both AFC, so nothing is impacted for tomorrow's games. But the Chiefs will play the Patriots next Saturday, and the Steelers will go and play the Broncos in Denver next Sunday.
Interesting. I guess Tom Brady and his boys will be favoring that game, huh?
Oh, absolutely. The Steelers and Chiefs were both wild card teams. They're both definitely going to be underdogs going to New England and Denver, respectively.
Zach Attack Young, there's a big meeting this week as far as the NFL is concerned. They're talking about moving teams to L.A., Carson, California, the city in particular, and or possibly the St. Louis Rams moving to Inglewood, California. What are you hearing on that? Anything new?
It's hard to gauge exactly where it's going to go. I think everyone's just waiting for the final meeting, to see exactly what's going to happen. But, I've heard all kinds of rumors from, the Rams and Chargers switching owners, which would be interesting because Stan Kroenke really wants to be out in L.A., and the owners really have a lot of respect for Spanos, who's the owner of the Chargers. But I honestly think at least one team is definitely going to come. We'll see if it's going to be two or three. I'd be kind of surprised if three came, but we should get at least one.
Oakland was a little late in getting their package together as far as presenting it to the league was concerned. And, of course, St. Louis wants to go to Inglewood. As I said, they've got a piece of property already mapped out in Inglewood, California. But the Chargers and the Raiders would like to go to Carson, California and share both that stadium. Speaking of Northern California, I had a chance to talk with Jim Tom Sula a little bit earlier in today. Of course, the former 49er coach, not disgraced, not bitter, just Jim Tom Sula. Former 49er coach Jim Tom Sula online. And Jim, are you upset you got fired?
I just want to, at the end of the day, I want to thank the owners, the backbone of the San Francisco 49ers, Demetrius Tate.
Well, Coach, when you look back at 2015, what was the high point for you?
Oh, it was definitely finding out that Amici's delivers. It helped me through a lot of tough times.
What was your worst experience in 2015?
Oh, golly. Probably passed out drunk with my face buried in an Amici's deep dish.
Okay, Coach, have you got any parting shots for Jed York and the 49ers?
I was destined to fail. And I just want to say Jim Bush can go.
Jim Tom Sula on Sports Byline. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. I'm joined by my all-star, Zach Attack Young, of course, and Dominic Jimenez. Open phone lines, coast to coast. We talk sports for the next hour and 40 minutes. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll be talking combat sports next up. Of course, the UFC off and rolling. The world of mixed martial arts, the fastest growing sport in the entire world. I kid you not, it is growing leaps and bounds all over the planet. India. They've got all these little countries now. They've got their Ultimate Fighter TV show, straight up MMA. It's like the plague, but a good plague. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Johnny Taco in the house, open phone lines, coast to coast. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Byline.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Thank you so much, Cut Man. Straight up, lots of things to talk about in the world of combat sports. Of course, the guy I'm excited about is this Cuban heavyweight. I mean, he looks like a monster. His name is Luis Ortiz. He's 24-0, 21 KOs. I mean, he took out Brian Jennings a couple of weeks ago. Brian Jennings was a top 10 contender. I mean, he had given Vladimir Klitschko, the then champion, a good fight. But this guy looks scary. The fact that he's been caught with performance-enhancing drugs in the past, well, I'm going to give him a pass on that one because the uppercuts he threw were some of those most beautiful uppercuts I've seen in the past 20 to 25 years. I mean, you got to go back to the great Roberto Duran to see uppercuts like that. Zach Attack Young, were those uppercuts impressive or what?
Yeah, they really were. I mean, and the way that he landed on Brian Jennings, you knew it was going to be bye-bye for bye-bye at that point.
Brian Jennings, is he a real heavyweight or is this a big cruiserweight?
I think he's a real heavyweight because he's a pretty tall guy. And, I mean, I'm impressed by him because he only had about 30 amateur fights, and I think he's done very well for someone with that lack of experience, you know? And he actually – this is something that you may not know, Pedro. He actually beat Stipe Miocic in the amateurs, and that guy's a heavyweight contender in the UFC right now.
I'm glad you brought up Stipe Miocic because he lit Andre Arlovski up, the former two-time UFC champion. He lit him up like the White House Christmas tree last week.
Yeah, he did, and that's the thing with Arlovski. You know, his chin is just vulnerable, and that he caught him early, and that was the end of it.
Is that what's going to happen with Cain Velasquez and Fabrice Verdum? I mean, Cain's been beaten up now, man. Who knows? You know, once you've been beaten up, sometimes your chin goes in the very next fight. Can you see that happening?
You know, I could see that. I really don't see – I think it's going to be very difficult for Cain to win this fight. I think he'll do better because – honestly, it would be kind of hard to do worse than he did the first fight, but I don't know. In the end, I just don't. I think Fabricio Verdum is just a bad matchup for him.
Speaking of bad matchups, Ronda Rousey should drop in weight, go up in weight, get away from Holly Holm, because if they fight 12 times, doesn't Holly beat her 15?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And actually, it looks like the UFC smartened up on that because they're having Holly Holm fight Misha Tate next.
Well, that's what Lenny Fresco said on the show a few weeks ago. He's the manager of Holly Holm, and the promoter down there in Albuquerque, New Mexico. But he said that they were going to go with Misha Tate, especially after Ronda came out and I wrote that story. But, you know, she couldn't chew an apple. She's not going to be able to chew an apple for 6 to 8 months.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that's not going to help with her acting career. It's going to be hard to read those lines in these movies.
Why? All right, I've asked you this before, and I'll ask you this again. Why did she become a turd to me, and the Taco Man loved her? Why is it the last year I was just sort of like,
You know, I think it's the same thing with me. I think she was just buying into her own hype too much, and we don't like that. I mean, we like to hype people up, but once they start buying into their own hype too much, it's kind of, I don't know, it kind of turns you off.
Zach Attack Young, we're talking at USC. Of course, USC Fight Night is going to be on Fox Sports 1 January 17th from the Boston Garden, formerly the Boston Garden, now the TD Garden. Of course, man, TJ Dillashaw defending the World Bantamweight Championship. I'm just shaking my head against Dominic Cruz, as I was talking with Kyle Kingsbury earlier tonight, and we realized that Dillashaw is a slight favorite, just a slight, slight favorite. But, you know, had they fought 2 years ago, Dominic Cruz would be favored in this fight.
Yeah, and honestly, I still favor Dominic Cruz in this fight. I mean, the only thing I think that can keep him from winning is if he gets injured somehow before the fight. But I still favor him. I think he's like a better version of TJ Dillashaw. He just doesn't get hit as much.
When you look back at 2015, obviously, I guess the upset of the year was Holly Holm drilling Ronda Rousey, something you and I sort of saw, especially with our boxing background. Yeah, I mean, it was such a clinic. It was such a clinic. I mean, it couldn't have been, that could not have been more one-sided. Ronda, once the bell rang, wasn't in the fight.
Yeah, I mean, that was just an incredible performance by Holly Holm. And, you know, going into, before Holly Holm was in the UFC, I honestly thought, hey, that looks like a girl that could give Ronda Rousey a real fight. Mm-hmm. And then she gets in the UFC and she doesn't look that good. But, I mean, now we kind of know why that happened.
She was playing games.
Yeah, and that was smart on her part. But, you know, going into the UFC, she was 7-0 with 6 knockouts. And a lot of the female fighters, they're just not knocking people out as often.
So what about that knockout kick, though? Holy God. I mean, Trevor Noah was talking about on The Daily Show. He said, did you hear the kick that was heard around the world? Ronda got her teeth knocked out.
Oh, man. That was one of the hardest head kicks I've seen landed this year. That was just intense.
Okay. Now, bullies are not supposed to be able to come back from beatings like that. And let's be honest, to a certain extent, Ronda was a female bully. Has she been exposed to the point where maybe she can't even beat other people now that she's been lit up by Holly Holm? Has Holly laid out the blueprint on how to beat her?
I think so. I think it's going to be very difficult. But the thing she has in her favor is, yeah, Holly laid the blueprint. But I don't know about you. I don't see a lot of female boxing champions in the UFC. So I don't think there's anyone else who can carry out that blueprint.
Now, fighter of the year, as far as the UFC is concerned, are you going to go with Conor McGregor?
You know, yeah, I think so. I still think that his win over Aldo is still better than Holly Holm's win over Ronda, because Aldo did what Ronda did for a longer period of time. So I think you would have to give it to him.
No, I think the 13 seconds sort of says it. I mean, let me tell you, that 13 seconds, I saw the picture of the freeze frame of the punch landing. I mean, he was knocked. I mean, he was out cold standing up before he fell down.
Yeah, and that's one of those fights where I think they fight 10 times and it's going to go the same way. He might be able to last longer, but if all it takes is one punch to put him out, it's kind of inevitable, isn't it?
I think it is. Of course, we're talking about UFC, of course, the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and they're off and rolling, and there's UFC Ultimate Fighters. Zach, are you surprised that they're popping up with UFC Ultimate Fighters in India, and they're even talking about doing it places like Pakistan and things? I mean, this is catching fire.
Yeah, it is pretty surprising, because I think in the U.S. we're kind of tired of the Ultimate Fighter, but over there, you know, I don't think they've seen it as much. And I think it would be cool to see Indian Ultimate Fighter. I know they have some very deadly martial arts there. I don't think that you could translate that into the octagon, but it'll be interesting to see what they can do.
Okay. Speaking of too much USC, are we getting too much USC? I think them going for the pay-per-view apple, trying to take a bite out of that every month, I think that's sort of it's not cool. I think it's greedy, and to an extent, I think it's alienated a lot of fans that would have probably watched on network TV had they not had to spoon out the $70.
It's kind of weird, but in this year, I think boxing's kind of getting it right, and I think the UFC's getting it wrong. I mean, there's a lot of free boxing cards on TV. UFC, it seems like we're having to pay for all the good fights nowadays, and I think that's kind of, I don't know, that's the fans aren't really going to like that. There's a lot more UFC pay-per-views per year than there are boxing cards that
true,
are pay-per-view.
True,
now.
But the three boxing pay-per-views of the year were extreme disappointments. Mayweather-Pacquiao, Mayweather-Berto, and Canelo and Cotto. I mean, those are 36 rounds of boxing in which nobody got knocked down, nobody got stunned. You could go to the bathroom and come back, and guess what? The fight was still going the way it was when it started out. Of course, fighter of the year as far as boxers are concerned. Real quick, Zach, who do you think?
As far as boxing, you're not going to like this pick, but I think I would have to go with Mayweather for his win over Pacquiao.
Oh, the bile in the room. I can't believe he did this. I'll go. Wait, I don't want to talk anymore boxing. Go back to UFC before we talk wrestling with Dominic Jimenez. Anderson Silva coming back against the Count, although they don't call him the Count in England. It's called something else, and if I sit on the radio, they arrest me. But the bottom line is Anderson Silva's coming back against Michael Bisping, and that'll be O2 Arena, and February the 27th, Fight Night 83, I guess that's going to be on Fox Sports as well. Do we really want to see any more of Anderson Silva, or is there still a decent amount of people out there where he's got a big fan base?
I think he has a big enough fan base where this fight will do well. And I think this is a fight that was probably supposed to happen several times, but Bisping kept losing. And now that Anderson Silva's diminished quite a bit, I think this fight is actually compelling. I still expect Anderson Silva to win, but I mean, I don't know. I think Bisping can actually make a decent fight of it this time.
Okay, Deontay Wilder's fighting some guy in January later in this month. We don't even know. I mean, bottom line is he's really not fighting anybody yet. Vladimir Klitschko in a rematch with Tyson Fury in May or April at Wembley Stadium. What happens there?
I think it's going to be the same thing. I mean, Klitschko, he landed and he was able to hurt Fury at the end, but Klitschko's pretty vulnerable himself. And I think Fury, he was just able to do enough to win almost every round. And I just don't see it going any differently. I think Klitschko's just a little over the hill at this point.
Straight up, Dominic, what's happening in the world of pro wrestling?
WWE's biggest star, arguably one of the biggest stars in the combat sports world, John Cena, tore his rotator cuff, so he'll be out for WrestleMania. You know, WWE's been hyping WrestleMania this year at Dallas Stadium. It's going to be the biggest, the greatest WrestleMania. Well, right now, they're going to be without their the face of the company, Cena, and their top heel, Seth Rollins, who tore his ACL a couple months ago. I think, in a way, they're going to start scrambling in a bad way for to try to keep up with all of the, it's going to be the biggest WrestleMania ever hype. It's going to be a challenge for them.
What's the word on Randy Orton, second-generation wrestler, supposedly having some surgeries? And he's saying he's denying it. I'm hearing he's, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, he's been out with a shoulder injury, and there hasn't been a huge update there. There has been speculation that he may need his shoulder neck surgery, which would obviously put him out of commission for a while. But I'm looking at it. He actually responded on Instagram to some fans and said, I do not need neck surgery. Remember, unless you hear about it on WWE.com, take everything you read online with a grain of salt. So just like that, Randy Orton about not too long ago squashed any neck surgery rumors. So there hasn't been a huge update on his shoulder. I'm sure WWE wants him to be ready for WrestleMania, but they're kind of keeping it mum there, so we'll have to wait on that.
Dominic, John Cena is like long in the tooth, man. That character is so old. Don't they have anybody coming close to replacing him?
You know, I think in terms of popularity, Daniel Bryan was the man, and his neck surgeries, I don't even remember. I think the last time he wrestled was, you know, around WrestleMania last year, so early summer, late spring last year, and he's been out since. There's no timetable on his return. And
Dominic Freeze, I thought we're talking more combat sports, maybe some more pro wrestling in hour number two. Next up, the great Charles J on Sports Byline. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. This is Taco Man Radio, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum Multivitamins, now our highest level of D3 ever.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans are not for every business. However, billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow and not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get.
Helping your business is what we do. BusinessLoansNow.com.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable. That has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Time to check in with the genius of geniuses, Charles Day of PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. And Charlie, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football, he's done in Cleveland, huh?
It's hard to say.
Oh, come on. He's done in Cleveland. They are so disgusted with him. LeBron James just dumped him from his company. Nobody wants to even talk to this guy.
Well, yeah, he's... under contract, but I mean, they're making a regime change there, and they're kind of doing it backwards, which is what's interesting as the talk is going throughout the NFL. They are going to be hiring a head coach first and then a general manager after that. And usually it's the other way around. I don't know what they're looking for in a head coach. They are looking to go in the direction of analytics a little bit there, because they have hired Paul DePodesta, who is well known, I think, to some of the mainstream audience as the character that was, I forgot what his name was in the movie, but he was played by Jonah Hill in Moneyball. He was with the Oakland A's, and he was someone who was very heavily into the sabermetrics and the analytics, and now he's got a football job. So he has been brought aboard as someone who is directly responsible only to the owner, and they have elevated a lawyer to the position of director of football. And so I think most people are essentially saying that, yes, the formula is there for a disaster. I do know, and I think it was the owner who was quoted as such, saying something about, I guess they were asking about Manziel, and he was talking about how they might have a high draft choice this season, implying that maybe they would be in the market for a quarterback in the draft. So, there are not that many really good quarterbacks coming out of college this season. So I'd be interested to see what the Browns are going to do in either the draft or the free agent market.
Heisman Trophy winner, first-round pick, number 22 overall, 2014 draft. I mean, he even got drafted in Major League Baseball. I think he was drafted like 837 in the 28th round by the San Diego Padres, the 2014 Major League draft. He's okay. Quite an athlete, but, you know, all these credentials and this resume, and it's not resonating in the NFL. Is it him? Can he not play Major League? Can he not play pro football?
Well, I've talked to scouts who believe that with the right kind of coaching, he could be very good in the pros. But the problem is this, there was a critical point where he went into rehab, you know, in the off season. So there was definitely a substance abuse or alcohol problem or both. He was always kind of a rogue, you know. He comes from a very rich family, by the way, and so he's kind of accustomed to doing as he pleases, and things were never that hard for him. And when he got to the pros, there was a whole different level of discipline required. When they announced at some point that he was going to be the starter for the rest of the season, and what they asked him to do was, there was a bye week coming up, and they asked him to stay, you know, at the facility and you know, to aid in his preparation for the next game and so forth. Well, instead, I guess they found out that he went off to, I guess it was Austin, Texas, and they got a tape of him, a video of him partying in a nightclub and maybe even drinking champagne. And that was, you know, something that where they had to discipline him immediately. So they sat him down. And because of injuries, really, they had no choice but to put him in a few games. And that was supposed to be his trial period. And then he was supposedly going through a concussion protocol, although the rumor was that he was drinking again, and they just put him on that just, you know, in order to deactivate him. And so, yeah, I would say his career is up in the air. Let's put it this way. If someone else is interested enough in him to give them some draft choices, I'm certain that they would listen. But I think they have to have their head coach and general manager situation straightened out first.
Interesting. We're talking with Charles today, of course, about Johnny Football. Johnny Football being rumored to replace Brian Hoyer in Houston. Of course, Houston getting trampled today, I think 33-0 for the last time.
It was not a good day for Brian Hoyer. He threw four interceptions, fumbled the ball away as well. There were no answers for the Texans in that game. And if you recall, of course, Houston had the first pick in the draft. And that was last year. And there was talk, at least early in the process, that they might consider, you know, drafting Manziel. And they drafted Jadeveon Clowney, the outside linebacker pass rusher out of South Carolina. And the interesting development there was he's got a foot injury, and he felt he was healthy enough to play. Instead, they made him inactive today, and the report was that he stormed out of the building. He didn't even stay for the game. So there's another head case for you.
Interesting. Talking about head cases in football, let's go back to Johnny Manziel for just for a second. He reminds me of that kid, Ethan Couch, you know, that affluenza kid down there in Mexico that's in jail. Johnny sort of reminds me of him a little bit. It's like, I can do anything I want.
Maybe a little sense of entitlement. That's right. And whatever I do has been forgiven before because I can perform on the football field. But the NFL and college football are two different things. So there is a maturation problem here. Although I must say that he's shown some flashes of having the ability to be poised and to lead a team, but I think it's going to be a lengthy if somebody is going to have the patience with him, it may be a longer process than most people anticipated.
Colin Kaepernick, is he ever going to be able to come back to the levels he was a couple of years ago? I think he was five to seven yards away from a Super Bowl title.
Well, the interesting thing that's going on in San Francisco is that they're considering Chip Kelly, hiring Chip Kelly as the head coach there. And, of course, Kelly is the guy who coached in Philadelphia for 3 years and reportedly alienated his locker room, lost his locker room, so to speak. But he's the guy that had that offense at the University of Oregon that kind of inspired a lot of what they're doing in the NFL with the hurry up and the no huddle and the spread option and you know, the read option, et cetera. And that's something that Kaepernick is obviously very familiar with and that, you know, Jim Harbaugh used with him when these guys went to the Super Bowl. So, there is perhaps a contingency here is that, you know, if Chip Kelly does get hired in San Francisco, that would certainly increase the chances that Kaepernick would be a member of the 49ers and perhaps go back to what would seem more natural to him, which is not to be your standard drop back passer, but to be a guy who is a dual threat and who runs a read option and can run with the football. Remember, Kaepernick, just a couple of years ago, set a record for most yards rushing by a quarterback in one game, 181 in a playoff game against the Green Bay Packers. So, hey, look, guys do what they can do. And I think sometimes it's a mistake to try to convert them into something they're not. That might be the case eventually with Manziel. And you could see that Kaepernick perhaps was not comfortable in them trying to kind of domesticate him. I mean, you know, what other kind of adjective can you use there?
Good point. Now, the San Francisco 49ers are going through a hiring process as far as coaches are. You talked about Chip Kelly being a possible candidate. Anybody else on the Jed York's list there? And Jed York is not the most popular guy here in town, man. I mean, anywhere in Northern California, I mean, if he was pulled over at the side of the road and I think people might run them over like roadkill. They don't like them here.
Well, there are candidates who are still in the playoffs right now, as far as assistant coaches are concerned. Okay. There are hot assistants. You know, of course, was McDermott, I think his name is. He was the defensive. He is the defensive coordinator for Carolina. There is a window where they can interview these guys, but they can't sign them until the season is over. This is not like college football. So, you've got kind of a list of usual suspects out there who are eligible candidates right now. Guys like Adam Gase, who worked with Peyton Manning in Denver and then went over to Chicago with John Fox and was working with some success with Jay Cutler this season. You also have people like Tom Coughlin is actually a candidate for some job out there. He is not through coaching, even though he was, he resigned from the New York Giants. He was forced to resign. I don't know that he would be a candidate out in San Francisco, but, figure it out. There are a bunch of assistants who are ready to interview. Of course, they have to satisfy the Rooney Rule. They're going to interview some minority candidates as well. I would imagine they're looking for someone who, in some way, is a polar opposite of Jim Tomsula. Okay, in other words, maybe a guy who brings a little bit more of a cerebral approach to the game than someone who is, more of an emotional player's kind of a coach. And maybe Kelly fits that bill.
Okay. Question, the Miami Dolphins, you just brought him up. Adam Gase just got hired by the Dolphins as their head coach. What does he bring to the dance?
I'm sorry?
I say Adam Gase just got signed by the Miami Dolphins as their new coach. Just like 10 minutes ago.
Well, Gase, I didn't even know that. I guess I was on the phone with you. There it is. Yeah. Huh? That was actually earlier in the day. Gase, as I mentioned, you have to be, he's a young guy, number one. And, that's vitality right there. That I guess is the perception of vitality. He's 37 years old. He worked with Manning, and did Manning coach him or did he coach Manning? That's a good, pretty good question there. But obviously, he was highly thought of by a lot of people around the league, and we'll find out. Look, another guy who was in Denver, Josh McDaniels, had been the offensive coordinator in New England and had coached Tom Brady. You could say the same thing for Bill O'Brien, the guy who got shut out 30-0 today for Houston. Sometimes these guys piggyback onto great quarterbacks, and it is interpreted as it being their success. In a way, the jury is still out. Joe Philbin was one of those guys, the former Dolphin coach.
Right.
A guy who was fortunate enough to be attached to a good program and was an assistant there in Green Bay. My choice in Miami would have been a guy that hadn't been mentioned by anybody yet, but I would have hired Mike Shula.
Yeah.
Or I would have at least sought to hire Mike Shula because, number one, he does fit the category of hot assistant coach. Because he is the offensive coordinator for the Carolina Panthers.
The name.
It's great PR. Also, it would have bought them a little time too, because the press here would not throw grenades at a member of the Shula family. Okay, at least right off the bat. But another thing about it is, the guy is right now is the hottest he's going to be because he's got a success story. Cam Newton could be named the MVP, and Shula has worked with Newton ever since he came into the NFL. So he's helped him develop into an NFL quarterback. Also, Shula was the head coach in Alabama previously. So he's been in a high, you know, a high profile position before. I just thought that that would have been an interesting hire all the way around. And not that the guy don't have any ability either, but I thought it would have been a great PR for an organization that, frankly, could use some good PR.
Okay, last question for Charles J. Now, who wins the game tomorrow? I got 30 seconds. Who wins and why?
Well, I like Seattle over Minnesota because I just don't think that Minnesota is going to get anywhere. I mean, especially in the cold weather.
Okay, Charlie, the other game? Defense.
And the other one is I kind of like Washington at home. I think that they're really good at home, and I think they'll beat a Green Bay team where there's definitely something wrong there with the Packers.
PlaysByJay.com. That's PlaysByJay.com. The great Charles J. on Sports Byline. Charlie, all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
Checking the NBA scoreboard, the world champion Golden State Warriors, 128, Sacramento 116. They played the Sacramento. Utah, playing at home, prevailed over Miami, 98-83. Brooklyn, hey, the Nets, man, not the greatest team in the world. Went to Detroit, lost 103-89. Toronto won it on the road at Philadelphia, 108-95. Washington, hey, the Wizards, not the Bullets. I like to call them the Bullets. I'm just old school. Washington beat Orlando, 105-99. Chicago came up short to Atlanta, 120-105. Straight up, that is your NBA scoreboard. Of course, Hour number two still to come. Lots of NFL to talk about. Combat sports, straight up. Lots of things in the world of sports. We'll have some gags as well. John Oliver will be here. I want to thank Jim Tomsula. It took a lot of balls to come on Sports Byline after last week calling here and thinking this was a Michi's Pizza. Straight up, he's not a bad guy, although he is unemployed. But with $14 million, he's doing okay. I'd like to be in his shoes. Straight up, this is Sports Byline. Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. For the next hour, we'll talk sports and just about anything else you want to. Nude badminton, it'll work. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We're the only show live on the left coast of this hour here on the continental USA. This is Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
The man accused of shooting a Philadelphia police officer in the name of Islam charged with attempted murder. Edward Archer arraigned on a total of 8 counts, including aggravated assault on a police officer and making terrorist threats. Investigators say Archer admitted he'd pledged allegiance to ISIS after seriously wounding Officer Jesse Hartnett on Thursday. Meantime, gun violence is going to be highlighted by an empty seat at Tuesday night's State of the Union address. The president making that announcement in a conference call with supporters of his efforts to curb gun violence. The White House saying the seat will be left empty for the victims of gun violence who no longer have a voice. GOP presidential hopeful Donald Trump says people disrupting his campaign appearances are full of hate. He makes the comments at a rally in Rock Hill, South Carolina. That appearance was interrupted by hecklers. This is USA Radio Headline News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
A wild night in New York's South Bronx puts a cop in the hospital.
An NYPD cop is recovering in the hospital after being shot early Saturday morning in the Mott Haven section of the Bronx. 25-year-old Sherrod Stewart was shot in the ankle during a melee that started when a party spilled out into the street. Police Commissioner Bill Bratton describes what happened when Stewart and his partner arrived at the scene.
They encountered the male suspect and pursued him. As backup units arrived, the officers engaged in a gunfight during which police officer Stewart was struck in the right ankle. He returned gunfire, striking the male suspect 4 times.
The suspect, 19-year-old Christopher Rice, is listed in serious condition. Bratton said Rice has 5 previous arrests, the most recent just hours before the shooting, on a fair-beating charge. Lauren Garrett, New York.
And concerns over faulty airbags are prompting Mazda to recall nearly 375,000 vehicles. This is USA Radio News.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just the cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Well, South Korea's blaring loudspeaker broadcasts finally get a response from North Korea. A top North Korean official saying that South Korea's broadcasts from loudspeakers stacked up along the border are driving the situation to the brink of war. The broadcasts are an ear-splitting mixture of K-pop music and criticism of North Korea's regime. The loudspeaker broadcast began after the North Korea area claimed that it had successfully tested a hydrogen bomb. The Republican governor of Texas releases a plan for how states can rein in the federal government's powers. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Governor Greg Abbott proposing the Texas plan, which he says offers 9 constitutional amendments, including banning Congress from regulating activity within a state and requiring Congress to balance the budget. The plan would also suggest letting a 2/3 majority of the states override any Supreme Court decision and would require a supermajority vote in the Supreme Court to invalidate a democratically enacted law. The states under his plan could also override a federal law or a regulation by a 2/3 vote. Abbott's proposal would also keep federal agencies and unelected bureaucrats from creating federal law. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Investors hope things will improve next week after the worst start of the year in Wall Street's history, the Dow losing more than 1,000 points or slightly over 6% for the worst 5-day start to a new year. This is USA Radio Headline News.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Politics, but I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
You're tuned to Taco Man Radio. Johnny Taco at the helm. Open phone lines coast to coast for hour number 2 of Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. A couple wild card games tomorrow. Of course, a couple wild card games today. A couple wild games today. About a blowout and then a last minute win straight up. The NFL hot and happening, baby. Hot and happening right here on Sports Byline. Straight up combat sports. Talk a little college football as well with the coach of coaches, John Johns, of course. Talk about the college football championship going down Monday. Straight up, Alabama or Clemson? Who do you like? Straight up, I like Clemson. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Once again, open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Two golfers with their name in the news, Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods. Guess what? Not really. Tiger Woods is never going to play again. Tiger Woods is done. Jordan Spieth, he's doing his thing as always. Jordan Spieth, probably the best golfer in the world, pound for pound right now. Him and I'll go with Jordan. Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America. We have open phone lines once again, coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing, that's happening as well. You can tweet us at Taco Man Radio. I'll be joined by my all-stars. I'll talk about Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Of course, Scott Cuddy is the man behind the glass there, running the things on the other side of the window. But we are doing our thing for the next hour here on Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, and, of course, for all the troops, the American Forces Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
Hello there, I'm John Oliver, host of Last Week Tonight. It is January the 3rd, and we are still on hiatus, but I wanted to take this opportunity to wish you all a Happy New Year, which is something you can still do for another day or two before people start to think you just came out of a week-long blackout. Also, I would like to talk to you about New Year's resolutions, the exact middle ground between lying to yourself and lying to other people. Every December, for some reason, we decide that next year will be the one when everything turns around and we'll quit drinking or finally learn how to pronounce the name of these berries. There's no way to know for sure. The science simply isn't in yet. But let's be honest, we're a few days into the new year now, and if you haven't broken your resolutions yet, statistically, you are about to. And that can be depressing, but don't panic. All hope is not lost, because the key thing with resolutions is not how to keep them, it's how to revise them once you've failed. Let me explain. The main problem with New Year's resolutions is that we set our expectations way too high. For instance, lots of people say they want to exercise more, but that's hard. Exercise is like reading for your muscles, except you can't watch a movie of someone else exercising and basically get the gist of it. So instead of beating yourself up because you haven't gone to the gym yet. Simply lower your standards for what counts as exercise to anything that brings your heart rate up. That way, instead of jogging, simply try waking up late for work. Or taking a pregnancy test. That way, you haven't failed to keep your New Year's resolution, you've just succeeded in a different way. Or let's say you bought a crock pot and promised yourself you'd use it to make yourself nutritious meals. Clearly, that was never going to happen. So simply revise your promise to saying that you would use it, period. That way, if you find mice in your apartment, you will fulfill your resolution simply by filling the crock pot with water, setting it to low, and making those mice a kick-ass hot tub. Yes, those mice are going to get so much tail. So much tail, I stand by that joke! I stand by the tail joke. I do not apologise. And finally, if scaling down your resolutions doesn't work, how about scaling them up to a completely unachievable level? For example, resolve to throw out the first pitch at Yankee Stadium on July the 4th. Or win an EGOC, which means winning an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and the Kentucky Derby. That's hard. You're not going to do any of those things, which is why you won't feel bad when they don't happen. Because deep down, we all know the key to a successful resolution is not hard work and dedication. It's managing disappointment, and that's it. And speaking of managing disappointment, we will be back on HBO on February the 14th. Until then, please enjoy your failures. Goodbye.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
WBO super middleweight champion Arthur Abraham, AA, of course, longtime reigning champion. He's had a couple of titles both at 160 and 168. Will make the sixth defense of his WBO title he regained in March of 2014 when he takes on unbeaten Gilberto Ramirez, of course, cooking this up. Probably in the UK, it's going to go down March of 14th, according to Francisco Paco Varcarcel. The deal is done. They haven't officially signed, but the deal is done. These guys will be fighting March of 14th for the WBO 168-pound championship. Straight up, we were talking best fighters pound for pound in hour number one, and Zach Attack Young came up with the lame answer, the lame answer of Floyd Mayweather. How can you say that when that fight was so boring with Manny Pacquiao? And let me tell you like this, Zach Attack Young. Hey, Zach Attack Young and Dominic, you're there too, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Big D and Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young. Now, Zach, I got to ask you this. If a guy came to this world, he was an alien. He came to this world, and he snuck into the MGM Grand that night to watch Mayweather and Pacquiao. Do you think he'd ever want to watch a professional boxing match again?
I mean, I understand what you're saying.
No. Don't pull no politics. No. Do you pull no politics here? It's a yes or no type of thing.
Yes, because okay. I don't think that fight was the worst thing that has happened, you know.
It was heralded as the greatest thing ever. It was the greatest thing since sliced bread. You didn't need Viagra for this. It was a $100 pay-per-view. You didn't need Viagra to get up for this one. This one was the one you can get up for, man. This was going to be it, the big fight, the mega fight. It stunk.
Well, I mean, it didn't live up to the hype. We could all agree on that. Nobody would say that it lived up to the hype, you know. But at the same time, I don't think that it was a terrible, just awful fight. I mean, when I was watching it, I was honestly intrigued the entire time because it was two of the best and seeing them go at it. And Pacquiao did land some punches, you know, and Floyd landed some punches. I mean, it definitely was far from expectations, but that was the one guy that he had to beat for a lot of fans, and he beat him. And I mean, a lot of people still aren't satisfied, but it's like, that was the biggest fight of the year and of the last bunch of years. So it's kind of hard.
So was that quality then, or was that quality? I mean, is that one for the you're going to put in a time capsule, want people to watch in 50 years? I don't think so.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not. It wouldn't be the best example of a boxing match.
Hold on, Zach. I'm going to put you on the spot real, real good here. Outside of Mayweather and Pacquiao's family, who wants to see that fight again?
I mean, people are going to want to watch it, you know, like years from now. I think people will analyze it, but it's not going to be one of those very memorable fights.
straight up. Let's talk about the world of Gennady Golovkin, Triple G, 31-0, 32-0, 34-0, 31 knockouts. I mean, the numbers keep going. You dissed him. You didn't rank him as a fighter of the year. I mean, the guy's been on a 22-fight knockout string. He's knocked out everybody they put in the ring on him, and he was willing to fight anybody anywhere. So what more can he do to prove himself to you?
Well, unfortunately, he can't really do much. He himself can't. These other fighters need to step up and fight him, because I think he would beat the guys, but I don't know for sure. None of us know for sure until we see the fight, you know, and that's what we want to see. We want to see him fight. We wanted to see him fight Peter Quill, and now I don't think that matchup's necessary, but now we want to see him fight Danny Jacobs. We want to see him fight Billy Joe Saunders. We want to see him fight Canelo Alvarez.
I want to see him fight El Chapo. Oh, they caught El Chapo. I was a little bummed about that. You know that? I'm sorry. I know he's a horrible man. He's pushed drugs all over the world and this and that, but for some reason, I don't know. Maybe it's the Bonnie and Clyde thing where you used to watch Bonnie and Clyde. You like the bad guys once in a while, but he's definitely a bad guy on the run. Straight up, in the world of boxing, I think it's Gennady Golovkin. You think it's Floyd Mayweather. We will agree to disagree on that. This is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can follow the WBO on Facebook or you can go to their website, WBOboxing.com. Straight up, Combat Sports is what we talk every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, Saturday we combine both boxing and MMA. Then we come back to you on Sunday with 2 hours of radio, 2 hours of Ring Talk, an hour of boxing, and an hour of mixed martial arts. Wait, I'm not done. We come back on Monday at 5 p.m. Pacific time on SiriusXM Satellite Radio with an hour of boxing and an hour of mixed martial arts. So that's 5 hours of Ring Talk live worldwide, available to you, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. I'll be back with the most intriguing aspect of the show. I love this segment because it puts my guys on the spot. I tell them, ask them, tell me something I don't know. Straight up, this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man. This is Taco Man Radio.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
right immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. It's 1-800-316-1738.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Today in sports history, 1998, Wayne Gretzky voted the greatest hockey player of all time. 1991, Pete Rose banned from baseball, both as a player and a manager, of course, the betting, all that kind of good stuff. 1962, guess what? You could throw people down by their face mask prior to this date, 1962. That's when the NFL decided they weren't going to allow people to throw people down and grab their face masks anymore. Wow, that's crazy. 1977, Super Bowl XI, Oakland 32-14 over the Minnesota Vikings. Of course, the MVP was number 25. My man, Fred Biletnikoff. And on this day, in 1978, I believe, Bobby Orr's number was retired by the Boston Bruins, number 4. Bobby Orr, probably the greatest defensive player in the history, defensive scorer in the history of the NHL. Straight up, we're talking sports over in America. This is the weekend edition. I'll go to Dominic Jimenez first. Dominic, tell me something I don't know.
Celtics head coach Brad Stevens missed a game earlier this week, and he's been away from the Celtics. Normally, it'd be maybe he's ill or he's got family matters to attend to. But no, Brad Stevens actually visited former Butler player Andrew Smith. He used to play under Brad Stevens. He's fighting cancer, and his condition was worsening. So Brad Stevens took a leave of absence from coaching the Celtics to go visit him. It's a story that I think ESPN and those kind of outlets haven't really shown much love to. Huge props to Brad Stevens. It's an amazing gesture. He's won me over, and he's won his Celtics players more than he already had.
Not enough guys stepping out. I think LeBron James should have stepped out for Black Lives Matter. You got an opinion on that, Dominic?
He did. He was one of the players that wore a shirt, I believe, with a hashtag on it. And he was also part of the I Can't Breathe. I think he wore that shirt also. He's also come out and spoken about it. Although Tamir Rice, one of the more recent police killings, I think that was actually in Cleveland, he didn't say anything about that. So he's gotten some flack for that.
12-year-old kid, they pulled up on him. Within 2 seconds, he was dead. Let me explain something to you. As a former policeman, if I shot somebody every time I was scared for my life as a policeman, I would have shot about 15 people in the city. Probably could have shot them all legally, but would it have been right? No. You're legally right, but are you morally right? Probably not. Zach Attack Young, your turn, baby. Tell me something I don't know.
Well, one thing, it's kind of a random fact, but I was surprised to learn how many players in the NBA are from, like, the L.A. area or the Compton area. And one player that surprised me recently was Kawhi Leonard, because a lot of people think of Kawhi Leonard as being, like, you know, the soft-spoken guy who he's just a spur. It's just his job and all that. But, no, Kawhi Leonard is from Compton. And so, I mean, a lot of people know James Harden is, but Kawhi Leonard kind of caught me off guard. I had not known that previously.
Speaking of tomorrow's NFL games, okay, is it, Dominic, is it worth to get up and watch both these games? Both these games going to be exciting or what?
You got only got to get that at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. Come on, Johnny Taco. That's not getting up that early. But I get your point. The Seahawks-Vikings game, I picked the Vikings to beat the Seahawks a few weeks ago, and that totally blew up in my face. They're the morning game. I do think it'll be a better game, but I still think Seattle's just playing too well. I think they're going to easily beat the Vikings. And then the afternoon game, you've got the Cardinals. Excuse me, you don't have the Cardinals. You have the Packers and Washington, because I know you don't like the team name. We don't like saying it on the show. Packers-Washington, that should be a good game. I think Washington might pull that one off.
Zach, Aaron Rodgers needs to come up with a superhuman effort. He hasn't had the game, per se, in the last 10 to 12 games, maybe this season. He really hasn't stepped up and showed me, hey, man, I'm the baddest dude pound for pound throwing the football. He just hasn't looked like it this year.
No, he really hasn't been that impressive this year. I think, you know, his team has a lot of injuries, so I think that plays a role. He doesn't have Jordy Nelson, who is like his number one target a lot of times. And I think that plays a role, but no, he hasn't looked like the MVP caliber player that we were expecting to see this year.
Green Bay, of course, and Washington hooking it up. That's the afternoon game, 4:40 p.m. Eastern time. The 1:05 p.m. Eastern time or 10:05 a.m. Pacific time game is Seattle and Minnesota. If you had to drop some money on here, where would it be going, Dominic?
I like Seattle and Washington in this one. Aaron Rodgers has not impressed me. He actually leads the league in multi-sack games for quarterbacks, so the offensive line is doing a terrible job. He's not getting it to his receivers. He's getting no help in the run game, and Kirk Cousins is on a roll with Washington right now. I like Washington, and I like Seattle tomorrow.
What can we take from Alex Smith's performance today, Zach? I mean, what can we take from that? 30 went, what, I think 19 for 22, something like that, or 17 for 22, 190 yards. I mean, good day for him, and they won 30 to zip. But is he starting to get his mojo back? Can he be maybe the quarterback that we dismiss when we let him go?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's actually seemed to have found like an arm, you know, which is kind of crazy because that was always like the big knock on Alex Smith is he didn't have an arm. But I've seen him make some really deep passes and his passing looks a lot more accurate. I don't know. I think that he's probably the biggest threat to the Patriots out of the AFC right now.
Interesting. Of course, the 49ers and Jim Tomsula, we had him on in hour number one. He's fired. He's not happy. Of course, he's going to miss Amici's pizza, no doubt about that. But who's going to replace him? Chip Kelly? Charles J talked about that, but Chip Kelly replacing Tomsula. Can you see that? Can you see that picture, Dominic?
You know, if you'd asked me last week before Tomsula got fired, I would have said absolutely not. But it seemed like as we go along, you know, I didn't think Tomsula was going to get fired. So Jed York proved me wrong there. I initially didn't think he'd even entertain the idea of bringing Chip Kelly along just because of his personality. It's so similar to Jim Harbaugh, and Harbaugh got fired because of his personality clashing with Jed York and Trent Baalke. So I want to say I don't see it happening, but with Sean Payton staying in New Orleans, Jed York realizes he has to do something. I think all the banners, the signs, the empty seats, they did get to him. The fans didn't think it was going to get to him, but they were going to do it anyway. I think it has gotten to him. I think he realizes he needs to go and get an A-list coach or at least a big name. He can't do another Tom Sula type of thing. So I think Chip Kelly actually has a really good chance at getting this job. And if he stays, he said it. He wants Kaepernick. So if Chip Kelly does sign and become the head coach of the Niners, it'll be interesting to see what happens with Colin Kaepernick.
Well, Chip Kelly, of course, Colin Kaepernick, very familiar with the Chip Kelly offense. No doubt about that. Of course, they go back. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Peyton Manning, is he going to be playing? Will he be starting next week, Dominic? What do you think?
Yeah, the Broncos have actually gone out and already
announced
that Peyton Manning will be the starting quarterback next week. Yeah, Brock Osweiler back to the bench. In their last game, it did matter because home field was at stake.
Okay.
And, you know, Manning replaced them, so they're going to roll with Manning from now on.
Dominic, if you're living with your girlfriend and your girlfriend's getting human growth hormone shipments in the mail and your girlfriend doesn't have hair on her face or something like that, where's her human growth hormone going?
If it's, you know, I said this last week, if it's going to my girlfriend, it's hers. and any issue that she may or may not have is really nobody else's business.
Oh, Dominic, that's
how I stand on it.
This is a performance-enhancing drug. The guy's getting drugs in the mail. If it was anybody else, if this was a fighter or something like that, the people would be throwing their arms up saying, wait a second, Evander Holyfield's wife got steroids or human growth hormone in the mail? That's the headline. Peyton Manning's wife gets it, and Dominic wants to dismiss it. Is that dismissible?
It's dismissible to an extent, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm not sure if taking human growth hormone while you're in recovery is really the same thing as Evander Holyfield taking steroids and entering a boxing ring. You know, like, I think it's just like a different level. I don't think we should write it off as like, oh, he didn't do anything wrong, but I would kind of like to see the full details of it, because if he just used it to recover, I don't really think that's necessarily the end of the world.
Neither do I, but here's what's up. I believe in transparency, okay? In other words, you don't have drugs delivered to the house. In other words, you know, if you're recovering and you get medical marijuana sent to your house, you don't put it in Scott Cuddy's name if it's for you. You put it in your name. It's for you.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it definitely isn't a good look. Like, we can agree that it probably was for him. But, I mean, I don't know a woman that's taking growth hormone. But at the same time, I don't know if it's really, like, the worst thing out there. That's all I was trying to say.
Somebody told me the other day that they had a vision that it would end up being Seattle in the Super Bowl, that somehow Pete Carroll was going to make it back to the Super Bowl. If Pete Carroll's a winner day in and day out. That guy's always there towards the end, isn't he, Dominic?
What was that last part?
I said, you know, I'm talking about the Seattle coach, Pete Carroll. He's always there.
Yeah, Pete Carroll, he, we talk about Bill Belichick all the time. Pete Carroll is, in a way, the complete opposite, but he gets the same results. He was super successful at USC. Granted, there were plenty of violations there, but they still won. And he went to Seattle. They were just okay, and now they're great again. They've got a Super Bowl. They've got a Super Bowl loss. Pete Carroll is a winner, man. You know, a lot of people, he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but when it's all said and done, the guy wins.
I don't blame Jim Tomsula for the 49er implosion this year. I blame Jim Tomsula for not being able to speak to the press real well. Outside of that, I think he did an okay job, Dominic, because let's be honest, half the team retired. They left. There were guys that were hurt. There were coaches that left. I mean, the team was a shell of his former self.
Yeah, it was mostly the GM and all those kind of moves, but Tom Sula, I think, is still responsible to an extent. He wasn't very impressive at all, even in his decision making.
The great Dominic Mendez, Zach Attack Young. This is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco. They are my All Stars. Johnny Taco and his All Stars, 10 p.m. Pacific time, each and every Saturday night, right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. Straight up. The college football championship, the national title on the line Monday. Alabama, Clemson. Who's going to win? We'll talk with Coach John Johnson next, right here on Sports Overnight America. Put your hand up to me, 'cause I'm the one who's gonna make you burn. HGH and steroids, that's a little fishy.
Well, you know, my wife had some back problems, but thanks to these new seats in the Buick that are so comfortable, those back problems went away, and she doesn't need to take that stuff anymore.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Higgsonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes, because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website
for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting and building this treasure. Please check out sportsbyline.com/funding and watch the video. In appreciation for your help, we'll send you a special commemorative collection of interviews. Also, tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve and grow the library for today's sports fans and those in the future. That's sportsbyline.com/funding. And thanks for your help.
Hi, this is Rick Haro. Join me for Beyond the Scoreboard Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Sports Byline. We go inside the biggest deals in sports with the biggest names in the industry. In sports news, business, law, marketing, politics, and deal-making, debuting on January 16. That's Beyond the Scoreboard, January 16 at 7 a.m., right here on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time for Coach's Corner with Johnny Taco and Coach John Johnson, former Ohio State backfield coach, here on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition.
Coach, I got to ask you this before we go anything and talk college football. Joey Bosa, he's going to number one in the draft, a defensive monster, got thrown out of the Notre Dame game last week. But, you know, we'd love to have him in San Francisco. We think he's a franchise player. You know, we're trying to implore the ownership out here. Of course, they've got to hire a coach and all kinds of crazy stuff. But we love the management out here to move up in the draft. I think we're going to get like the number 4 or 5 guy. We need to move up in the draft. We'd like to have your guy.
Yeah, well, they're talking about him maybe being the number one guy, which, you know, Tennessee is the first. I know if he doesn't go number one, I'm sure the Cleveland Browns will take him at number two. But, yeah, he's a great football player, very much like J.J. Watt. It really changed what happened in the Notre Dame game because, you know, they had to assign – you got to assign a couple guys at least to block him. One guy's not going to block him, you know. So you've got the two, and in some cases they'd have, you know, two offensive linemen and then a back waiting to – in case he beat both of those guys. So it really opens up your defense for the other people, you know. That was a huge thing in that game, but I hate to say it, he lowered his head, and based upon the rule, he violated it.
Coach, you know what, Coach? When we see you and I see guys 10, 15 years later mumbling with their eyes drooping and things like that, so I'm down with this protective stuff. If they want to protect players more, I'm for it, because this movie concussion, that's just the beginning. It's not the end.
Well, the bottom line is, I mean, and this is a bunch of years ago, right, when I was at Ohio State, our rules was inside eye on the outside number when you're making a tackle, okay? And that inside eye, and the number one of all rules was keep your head up. Because really when the serious injury happens is when someone puts their head down. I think we talked about it last week. You know, it's like you can take a heck of a shock in the front of your face and with your head going backwards. I mean, we've been in that business for a long time where that happened. But if that head goes forward, then your neck is only going to let it go so far until you've got a serious spinal injury or something, you know, something really bad. So, I mean, tackle with your face mask. I mean, that's what we always taught. Now they don't even want you to get your helmet in there.
What are the keys to the Alabama-Clemson game for the college football
championship. What are the keys to this game for Alabama? What are the keys for Alabama?
Well, the keys for both of them is, you know, and I've said this over and over and over again, you know, the team that wins the line of scrimmage, that's where you win or lose the game, is at the line of scrimmage. And if Alabama, they do have a great defensive line. If they can dominate Clemson's offensive line, I think they got a great shot at winning. And if they can't, then of course Clemson has a great shot. But that's going to decide the football game. That's where it's decided, in the trenches.
It all boils down to that offensive line versus defensive line, and back and forth. And who wins at the line of scrimmage wins the football game. Correct?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now,
99% of the time.
Okay, so how do you see this college football championship going down?
Well, I want Alabama to win because, you know, I'm close to Nick Saban. He, you know, he's a West Virginia boy like me, and from a little old coal camp that you wouldn't believe. And then, of course, he coached at Ohio State, and you know, we've been friends for a long, long time. And Mel Tucker is their defensive secondary coach, and Mel and I are really close. Mel went on into the pros, you know, one time he was a Bears head coach, and now he's their deep. So I really want Alabama to win. Can Clemson win? Yes. I mean, I've, you know, Clemson always said that I thought Clemson was going to be there in the end, and they're there, you know. So, but I think us healthy could have beat either one of them, but.
Well, yeah. losing on a last second late field goal, and of course being the national champs, I just don't think. You know, I talked with a couple of reporters this week here in Northern California. I asked them. I said, "Why didn't Ohio State get the respect that they deserve?" And they just sort of looked at me and said, "You know, they never really like super blew anybody out or looked super spectacular, and they just sort of kept winning all year." I said, "But you know, when you're defending a national championship, I said the schedule's against you because everybody." From a Pop Warner team to the top team in the country is coming after your head. I mean, you're marked. There's no doubt about it. So defending championships is much tougher than winning championships, but it doesn't seem like the Ohio State Buckeyes got their props for defending this year.
Yeah, I agree with you. The guy you should have said, hey, the last game they played that school up north, their rival, and kicked their butts royally up there. So that didn't seem to get the credit that it deserved. I mean, like you said, we come off of losing the game and last play of the game, and then we come back and kick Michigan's butt, So I don't think in that. I think the team that probably, I've said before, that didn't deserve to be in there was Oklahoma, because they lost to a not good at all at the time, especially Texas team.
A subject we talked about, changing subjects a little bit, subject you and I talked about, the fact that Washington uses Native Americans as the face of their football team. They handed out like 50,000 do-rags this week for all their fans. And they've got a picture in the center of this thing of a man wearing a headdress and this kind of stuff. When is the world going to wake up? Put it this way. Is the country changing back the other way? Are we going away from what was right? I mean, because obviously we wouldn't have the Memphis Mexicans or the Nashville End guys. You know what I'm saying? So why should we have the Washington Redskins?
Well, we shouldn't. And I'll tell you, you know, because of my relationship, personal being related to and close with the Seneca Nation, you know, they're really, really, really the big thing that's being pushed now is to get rid of the Redskins name. It's totally disrespectful, but, you know, it's like, when you talk about what happened to the Native Americans or what happened to black people or what happened to people and so on and so forth, it's like in this day and time people say, hey, get over it. That was a long time ago. You know, it's just like this land issue now that they're dealing with those nuts up there. You know, give it back to the rightful owners. It's the Native Americans. They're the rightful owners, not those guys. You know.
We're talking with John Johnson. Now, the Pittsburgh Steelers, man, they came back. Talk about the last play. I mean, oh, man, they surprised the Bengals.
Well, you know, that several things happened there. You know, the fumble,
yeah,
of course, gave them the chance. And our Ohio State boy, Ryan Shazier, he calls that. But then the penalty, Burfict should have not hit him. The ball was gone and over his head, and that was deliberate, and that was the first 15-yard penalty. And then the other kid, actually, I think he got in an argument with one of Pittsburgh's coaches, and so they got penalized 30 yards and game over. But a shocking way for it to end. So
Coach,
I'm happy for, the Ohio State players, as I said. Three of the Pittsburgh Steelers starter defensive players are Ohio State Buckeyes.
You know, in 1972, we had a wide receiver. He was a second teamer. His name was Preston Riley. And he fumbled an onside kick when Dallas kicked the ball to the 49ers. And Dallas went on to win the NFC conference and go on to the Super Bowl that year. Is that the same thing? He got dumped. He was traded like 2 weeks later. Is that what's going to happen to the guy that fumbled the ball tonight?
Well, I don't know. I don't think that's going to happen. But I know one thing. He is one hurting person right now. I mean, if you watch it at all. You know, the last minute and a half or so when Pittsburgh had the ball, they kind of constantly had a camera on him, and he was back in the back in tears. About the whole thing, because if he don't fumble the ball, then Pittsburgh never gets it back and Cincinnati wins. So a lot of big ifs. You know, we know how big that word if is.
Yeah, but, you know, there's been some big ifs. And, of course, you pulled off the biggest if of all time when you knocked out Mike Tyson. I keep asking you to reflect back on that. But, I mean, you pulled off the biggest upset in sports history. There's never been a bigger upset in sports history. I mean, holy cow, do you know where that puts you in sports history?
Yeah, I'm real happy about it.
And how's James Buster?
Sometimes it says, Pedro, if you knew, of course we hope we get the movie made in Alabama, but, man, I come from a coal camp in southern West Virginia, and, with a, strong half-breed background and coach some of the great athletes that ever played Ohio State, and then be involved with, like you said, it's for those who know, for those who are old enough to know just how invincible Mike Tyson was considered at that time, and unbeatable and all those things, and no one gave us a chance except us.
But coach, I interviewed Buster before the fight. Remember, I gave him the props and I called, remember?
Yeah, I know you talked to him, and actually, one of the guys from here in Columbus, Tim May.
Tim May.
He went out on a line and said, hey, I kind of believe, he kind of believed what I was saying enough that he thought Buster was going to win. So, but that, you guys might have been the only two that at least openly, publicly,
Well, we got up and we realized
that chance.
Well, what it is that when any time the heavyweight championship of the world is on the line, the heavyweight championship of the world is on the line. Yeah, I mean, this is not something where you say, oh, well, the other guys are 41 favorites, 41 underdogs, talk to them, I mean, he opened like a 42-1 underdog. That's just incredible. And, of course, James Buster Douglas knocking Mike Tyson down and finishing Mike Tyson the way he did. And, of course, Mike was never the same afterwards. And I think that all laid down to that type of beating. Do you think maybe he could have recovered from that beating physically, but do you think Mike Tyson ever recovered from that beating psychologically?
Well, I think that, I do. Mike, God love him. You got to give him credit, man. I thought we'd make him quit. I always said that, we'd beat him up for 6-7 rounds and he'd say, being what I thought the bully that he was, he'd quit, but he didn't. he fought to the death. I mean, he was swinging as hard as he could in the 10th round, and I always resent the fact people question his conditioning, because you don't take a beating like that for 30 minutes not be in great shape. I do think that we took the invincibility away and also kind of gave people a pattern as to how to beat him. So
straight up now, Clemson beats Alabama. I mean, if I put a gun to your head?
No, Alabama beats Clemson.
Coach John Johnson, say hello to your lovely wife, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. Love you. Talk to you later.
The great Bye-bye. John Johnson on Sports Byline.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Let's get out of this hot sun into a nice, cool bar.
In a few minutes, honey.
Check up on some NBA scores. Of course, the Warriors winners tonight in Sacramento, 128-116. Utah prevailed over Miami at home, 98-83. Straight up, Brooklyn coming up short against Detroit. In Detroit, 103-89. You know, I really like going to Detroit. I really miss Emmanuel Stewart. I wish Emmanuel was still alive. I got to go to Detroit and spend some time with some of the greatest people in Detroit history, Aretha Franklin, getting to introduce Aretha Franklin at Joe Louis Arena. Just some memorable events in Detroit. Man, I miss Emmanuel Stewart. Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. Of course, we talked about a lot of stuff tonight, but the NFL tomorrow, man, that's what's happening. I mean, the playoffs. Everybody wants to talk about the playoffs. And, of course, the teams that aren't in the playoffs are the teams that are in the Bay Area. I mean, the Oakland Raiders, the San Francisco 49ers, we talked about the dismal season. We have Jim Tomsula on. You know, I really like to have Jim Tomsula on next week and talk about possible possible jobs he might be interested in, you know, with other NFL teams, because he's built up such a solid resume here in San Francisco. Yeah, right. Jed York. Blame it all on Jed York. Jed came out this week and admitted that he's a buffoon. He admitted this much. He said something to the point where on Twitter, I'm not a football expert. Well, what the hell are you doing making major league decisions at the upper echelon of the NFL? Come on, man. If you're not a football genius, you're not a wise guy, time to defer to somebody that is. I mean, Eddie DiBartolo wasn't the smartest guy in the world. He had Carmen Policy. He had somebody to talk to. He had somebody he could look to eye to eye and say, is this the right deal to make? Well, guess what? Right now, Jed York doesn't have that type of command structure at the San Francisco 49ers straight up. I don't think he will for a long time. As for the dismal Oakland Raiders, I look for them to have a better season in 2016 than they had in 2015. Not a bad season considering, I mean, you know, they have a new coach and they've got a quarterback that they're trying to work with. So there's all kinds of things happening in Oakland. I guess the big question in Oakland will be, will the Raiders be in Oakland next year? I mean, will they be in Oakland? Will they be in Carson, California? What's happening with the Raiders? I mean, even if they go to Carson and they play their last game as far as the Oakland Coliseum's concerned, they would have to play, I think, in the L.A. Coliseum because there's no stadium in Carson that could hold a National Football League team right now. It would take 3 years to build. I don't know. But they're going to leave next year. So all these teams want to be 2016. They want to start their seasons in Carson, California. The Rams, the Chargers, and the Raiders. Good luck to them all. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Talk. I want to thank you. And I want to thank my great all-stars, Dominic Mendez and Zach Attack-Young. And the man that pulls the strings from behind the curtain, the great Scott Cuddy. Until next time, much peace, much respect. And don't forget, this is Sports Byline, Sports Overnight in America, the weekend edition.